Good morning, you're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning my guest is Scott Sandlin, Executive Vice President of Sales for Shaw Residential. Scott, how you doing?
Kemp, I'm fantastic, and looking forward to springtime.
Yeah, me too. Those that don't know, we're both in the same area, and it's got a little cold snap going on here. It's below freezing this morning. I know you're still training, so you're out there running in this weather.
Just been the rain. I heard last night it's the second wettest February we've ever had. But it's around the corner, though, and I know everybody's excited about heading in the spring, and that always helps sales.
Okay, that's good. I want to talk about the coronavirus and supply chain interruption. Before we get to that, though, let me just ask you how the winter markets went. I know you've been on the road a lot and been to a lot of different shows. Tell us how that's going.
Yeah, I've seen you at most of them. I've probably been to 11 shows since January 2nd, and it's been overwhelmingly positive. One of the things I'm most excited about is on the retail side of the business. You know, we talk to all channels. Mm-hmm. On the retail side of the business, there's a little bit of a buzz out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, is that just blind ambition, or is there because there's traffic out there?
No. I think the retail business is pretty good right now. In fourth quarter, it wasn't necessarily great, but it seems like customers and consumers, more specifically, are in store, and that's a good thing for our customers.
Yeah, and you know, if you talk to the economists, they say one of the engines that we haven't seen in a while is the builder market, and you have a big presence there, so that's also doing well, isn't it?
It is. I had the luxury of going to the Joint Center for Housing Studies a couple weeks ago, and which, you know, Kermit's a part of, right, who you have on the show, sitting down with executives across industry, and the new construction market is really rocking. Mm-hmm. The big issue there is affordability, and we got to keep working on that too. But new construction's healthy right now.
Uh-huh. And the millennials are deciding they might want a house after all. Some of them.
I think most people want a place to live, yeah. And ultimately a little later in life they decide a house might be the right way to go.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So the reason I wanted to talk to you is, as you know, that several interviews this week around this potential for supply chain interruption based on the coronavirus. You know, the fact that the factories over there, I don't know what the Shaw number is, but if you just look at the flooring industry, it could be as much as 25% of what's sold comes from China. So I know you have exposure there. Tell us what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, Kemp, I'll start with, we have a lot of contract manufacturing partners in China that we have great relationships with. We actually have our own facility, as you know, in Nantong, where we make carpet tile for that part of the world. And, you know, the safety and health of those associates, just like that's the number one thing on our wall and the number one thing Vance talks about. So we've been focused on that and making sure everybody returns home every day and, you know, in better shape than when they came to work. That's the number one thing, and as this kind of incubates, we're just watching that real closely. Then you've got the supply issues, and I know a lot of customers around there. I'm sure you've heard a lot of customers are really kind of wanting to know what's going on.
Yeah. I was talking to Thomas Bart earlier this week, and he said if we feel it at all, it won't be till May. He was optimistic that the spread of the disease over there seems to be kind of under control. People are getting better, and there's fewer cases, so.
I listened, and I thought Thomas did a good job summarizing it. I think we're kind of in that same boat. However, I think what you're starting to see is uneasiness worldwide. I mean, we are truthfully in a global economy, and we're in somewhat of a global health environment because of that, the way people travel and interact. So I think that's some of the nervousness we're seeing, just like what's going on in Italy. You know, people are talking about canceling events. We got to watch all that real closely from a business perspective. But Thomas, I think, did a good job of summarizing what's happening in China. All of our partners are running. It's just a matter of getting things back up to the level of production they want to get them to. Mm-hmm.
Is your number similar to his? He said right now his run rate is between 40 to 60% of full capacity.
You know, Kemp, is very fluid. We have a very extensive group on the ground in Asia and a very sophisticated systems. And we actually have a call every day at 4:30. And anybody in our leadership can get on the call to listen, so we're totally transparent about what's going on over there. And I buy into his number. Some of our factories are ahead of that.
Yeah.
But it's a 50 to 70% number, which I think is about what he said. It evolves daily. We get updates every day on what's happening. But you got to think about this, too. There's Tier 1 suppliers who make the products for all the customers in the U.S., but then you got the Tier 2, which is the raw material side of it. That's impacted as well, and so you got to look at all those variables and all those inputs to understand how it's going to impact our customers.
So as far as Shaw's inventory levels on these products in high demand, Cortec, Florte, you have good supply? I mean, I'm sure you stored up knowing that there's going to be a lunar holiday, right?
We have pretty good supply, as a matter of fact. time to time about our turns. But in this case, I think that supply will help what is probably inevitably some outages as you get into April and May and get to that part of the inventory pipeline. But, Kemp, as you know, I mean, our largest warehousing facilities today are not in Dalton, Georgia. They're actually in Savannah, Georgia, at the port with about 3 million square feet of inventory space down there, and we are loaded. And the main thing we're going to try to do, and I'm sure all suppliers are going to try to do for their customers, is if we end up being out of a key SKU or two, is that we quickly and seamlessly give them alternatives. And that's really what we've been working behind the scenes on for the builder channel and the retail channel, is to make sure if we do have an outage, here's an answer. And that's really what I think our customers need. So we're using our systems and our sophisticated planning models to make sure we communicate to customers, whether they're trying to order digitally on show online or whether they're calling customer service or talking to a sales representative, is that we quickly give them an answer so that they can talk to their customer and fulfill the order. If there's an interruption in supply, what our job is to minimize the impact on our customers.
Yeah, I should probably point out, you know, we do a read every year in our May annual report, and so I'm talking to the largest company in the resilient business. You know, much of that resilient comes from offshore. It's a key reason that I wanted to talk to you today. Just one more real quick question. You know, we've watched carpet continually lose share. You're also the largest supplier of carpet in the world. Are you feeling like that might be leveling out a little bit?
You know, Kemp, I don't know. The consumer loves this resilient product. It's interesting how it's impacted. I would have never dreamed it impacted other categories the way it would 10 years ago when we got into it. But our carpet business is actually really good for the first couple months of the year. There was really a buzz around our styling and offering in carpet this year. Yeah. How that translates all the way down to the consumer is probably a little bit above my head. But I think the consumer is still swinging towards hard surface. We just got to figure out how carpet finds its spot within there. Leveling out? I don't know. But we'll see how that turns out.
All right, Scott, it's good to spend time with you, and thanks for giving us an update on Shaw's inventory situation and what you're doing to make sure you minimize the impact of this coronavirus. You've been talking to Scott Sandlin, the Executive Vice President of Sales with Shaw Residential, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.